The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
With the Delta variant driving a surge in COVID cases among children, the childcare sector is starting to see a spike in infections, leading to some considering not taking children for up to 14 days after they've returned from holidaying abroad. Now, to get some insight into the challenges facing the sector and parents, I'm joined by the owner of Treehouse Childcare, chairperson of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, Elaine Dunn, and by the host of the Every Mum, the podcast, that's Sinead O'Moore. Good morning and welcome. We'll start with you, Elaine. Tell me what the concerns are, how they might arise.
Okay, the concerns at the moment are that we already know that there are a good number of services already closed with the Delta variant in them. In particular, we know of two services of the country that look after children under the age of two, and these services are closed, and there's quite a good number of children in these services with the Delta variant. In particular, one child 6 months old, and that's the owner's child, okay? And that child then passed the COVID on to the parents. So up until yesterday, they were still getting COVID-confirmed cases within these two services. So both of these services are completely closed down at the moment by the HSE. The HSE also told this provider that there are a large number of services now with the Delta variant in them, and there's going to be a lot more closures. And this is a huge concern for us.
Yeah. Now, the problem with saying, look, if you've been away with your kids and you come back and maybe they're asymptomatic and the toddler going into the creche or the baby going to the creche is completely asymptomatic, but they could have caught it in a holiday destination where the Delta variant is rampant. But people say, but your Irish people at home are getting the Delta variant. Children in Ireland are getting the Delta variant from each other. So does that mean you really should shut the whole thing down?
Well, we're not shutting them down. The HSE are shutting the services down. Okay, well, when we have policies and procedures within our service, each service has got their own policies and procedures. We reopened up on the 29th of June last year, and in particular, we've actually done really, really well to keep everybody safe and well. There have been cases, of course, in services, but they haven't spread as fast as we're seeing the Delta variant spreading. And the fact that it is now young children that are getting it, and it, you know, that's a huge worry for us. When you see a baby of 6 months old and that, we also know of a child in Dublin who is hospitalised at the moment with the Delta variant.
But my point being that they can pick it up locally. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't
well,
have to
absolutely.
Be coming back from a sun holiday. That's the issue.
No, absolutely, and that's why we are sticking to our policies and procedures of the service. You have to think about it. If the Delta variant is very high in an area in Dublin or any other county around the country, then we have to stick rigidly to our policies and procedures. We do the same if the winter vomiting bug or any other kind of bug comes in. You have policies and procedures around that. All we're trying to do here is to maintain to keep everybody safe and well and to keep everything running smoothly. And now we're being told, just let everybody in. There's nothing to worry about with children. And yes, the HSE are clearly stating that people under the age of 18 are getting this and they are particularly sick.
Now, the question is what to do. Like, if you wait for an outbreak and immediately when maybe a staff member is diagnosed, because the child who brought it into the creche may be totally asymptomatic, if the HSE finds out that some staff members have become infected, what do they do? Does the whole place shut down? Because remember all the talk at the beginning, you and I spoke about this, where you had pods, and if a pod was infected, well, that pod might be shut down and people would be told to go home and isolate, but everyone else could carry on.
Okay, and that's still the case today. Unfortunately for the creche that I'm talking about, the two creches there, they had more than one person affected in the different pods, so that's why those services were closed down. So that's how quickly this variant is spreading. It's not like the other ones, so we're dealing with a new, completely different kettle of fish here. So that's why we want to keep protecting everybody and just be cautious with what we are trying to do. And we're asking parents just to bear with us on this for a couple of months until we see where this Delta variant is going. We don't know where it's going. We don't know how badly it's going to affect the services at this time. So policies and procedures are there, and we have been rigid with them since last June, and it has worked. And we were afraid to take the finger off it and go...
Is it that you think you can nip these things in the bud using the pod system and, telling people to go home and isolate? A number of things would have changed. Number one, the Delta variant, of course, more transmittable and being very infectious to children as well. But the second thing is vaccination. And I'm wondering how many staffs tend to be young people staffing creches, but not invariably. How many of staffs running this sector are actually now vaccinated?
I actually don't know, Pat. I just know that not every staff member wants to be vaccinated, in particular the younger women, because they're afraid of, when they want to have a baby or that. So I can't answer that, Pat.
Those fears,
I don't have the numbers.
Those fears may be understandable, but they're not based in science, but that doesn't change how people feel. So I just want to put that on the record.
No, and I suppose, look, when we're in the service and we're working, you've no idea of the procedures we have in place to keep everybody safe and well. It is rigid at all times throughout the day. The pods, you don't cross over pods. You're continuously washing your hands. You're putting gowns on if you have to come into a room and a different mask. There's a lot of procedures going on within the services, and they're working. So why get rid of something that's actually working for the service?
So you don't want a free-for-all. You want the individual creches to carry on keeping themselves safe as they want to do it, rather than open season for everybody.
Well, it's not just keeping ourselves safe. It's keeping all of the families safe, and it's keeping the workforce going, and it's keeping the economy going. And if we take away all of those policies and procedures, we don't know what's going to happen. Are there going to be so many creches closed down that's going to have a knock-on effect on a whole load of different things? So if you've got 80 children in a creche and it comes in, that's 160 parents. That's 80 families, 160 parents out of the workforce for 10 days to 14 days.
Do you see any role in daily antigen testing? I mean, they are talking about it now, eventually in the HSE, if the level of infection goes up beyond a certain point and they can't handle with PCR. But the benefit of antigen testing is that as soon as someone becomes infectious, it becomes apparent in the antigen test and you literally go home and isolate. Now, you don't do it to babies, of course, but you certainly could do it to your staffs. And it wouldn't be that expensive, and I would hope that the HSE would actually pay for it. But test them every day. When they go into the creche, if they're not infectious, they stay and work. If they are, they go home.
Absolutely, but that is something that's coming down the line as we speak. They're doing a pilot scheme at the moment. So I would love to see that coming into services. Now, not every service may want it, but I would definitely, in my service, would use it. Anytime we see a staff member with a runny nose or anything, we have antigen tests there. They're used straight away. We use them quite regularly, and it's great because it gives you reassurance and it gives all of the staff reassurance. So if one staff member comes in and they're feeling a little bit unwell, they don't even come in. We hand them the test. They go back out. They do the test. They don't come in for a couple of days, but they've done the test and they show us the negative.
Yeah,
and it has worked so far. We've had no cases in our service.
They're doing another pilot. The HSE has more pilots than Aer Lingus.
Yes, you would think that they would roll it out, in particular in our sector, because we are the ones, even if another lockdown did happen, we are the ones that will remain open for frontline and central parents yet again. So you would think that they wouldn't actually need to do a pilot scheme on the childcare sector. But just give us the antigen test and let us get on with our job. Let us keep everybody safe and well.
Listening to us now, Sinead O'Moore, host of Every Mum, the podcast. Sinead, you've been listening to Elaine. What is your take on her position?
Good morning, Pat and Elaine. And I think there's a bigger issue here. If Delta is genuinely a threat to the safety of our children, that needs to be the conversation that we're having with government and NPHET. And I suppose the results that came out yesterday, about a third of the cases in the last 2 weeks being our children. I think over the last year and a half, there has been that bubble of security, feeling like our kids are okay, and get them back into schools, keep them in childcare. If something has changed, we need to know. Parents need clarity. They need confidence, and the travel, that's an added bonus. That's something that we would love to do, but as you said, it's already here. And if it's already here and it's threatening the, you know, the accessibility to childcare, and as Elaine's pointed out, that's, you know, that's our livelihoods. That's our ability to be able to be productive in work. That's the security that we need to know.
So the idea of just saying to creches, look, it's fine, everybody back because we've passed a certain date. We've always been saying on this programme, data, not dates, is the most important thing. So what to do? I mean, antigen testing daily, perhaps, for creche staff, so that if a staff member gets it, they can isolate. Of course, babies can be tested and toddlers can be tested to see if they're infectious. They have to be if they're showing symptoms. If they're asymptomatic, I'm not sure what the protocols are. But
yeah,
there
my,
has to
my
be...
Daughter was,
yeah, go on.
My daughter was two. She, you know, last summer she had a cough. We got a test. She went back into creche. So the creche has a strict policy. If you show any signs or symptoms, you are out until you have a negative test or until the 2 weeks has passed. And parents certainly are following that. You know, there's definitely a concern amongst parents, not just for their, you know, that another child is put in that's symptomatic and it spreads, and that the consequences of that. So it's down to kind of personal responsibility for parents to make sure that they are availing of those tests, that they are being, you know, reactive when they start seeing those symptoms. And because we can't afford to go back into the situation, I think every parent is desperately afraid of going back into the situation where childcare is taken back off them. So definitely testing.
What would you like from government in terms of policy? I mean, are you clear in your mind what is the official policy?
Absolutely not. And even, you know, the conversation that was on the breakfast show this morning, even around restaurants, I'm still not clear on what it is around policy and where I can bring my children. I don't want to get back to that feeling of where are they welcome? Where will we be refused from? And that's across the board. Now, all of a sudden, it's like travel is back open, optimism, you know, support the economy, get the travel industry going again. Can the travel industry cope without families taking part in their industry? And if there's a, you know, having two small children, the one thing I know about traveling with children is you leave nothing to chance. You are packing and repacking and double checking because you need that confidence and clarity, because traveling with children is anxious enough. If you think that you're going to return home and all of a sudden and not have 2 weeks of childcare at the end of that, that's enough to make parents say, no, it's not for us.
Okay, so clarity, clarity, clarity in all things, for creches, for restaurants, for everything, for travel, all of that has got to be writ large and writ clearly.
There needs to be national policy. And I asked parents on my Instagram today around these topics, and I was looking at, say, what is the thing that you really need? And it is clarity. And they want a national policy. They want not to have, well, what's your creche doing? Well, my creche is doing this. What's your policy? We can't have that. We need to know what are the risks, what are the restrictions, what's being implemented across the board to keep our entire nation safe.
And Elaine, I'm sure you would echo that as owner of Treehouse Childcare Chair and chairperson of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. Clarity.
Yeah. Absolutely, Pat. We would look for clarity. And the other side of it is nursing homes are doing exactly the same thing as we are. And they're doing it for the same reason. We want to keep everybody safe and well. And to open our doors and allow everybody just walk in after being away on foreign holidays, it's, at this time, I just don't think it's right. The providers don't feel it's right. They want to take all the necessary precautions that they need to. We need to adhere to our policies and procedures. That has worked for the last year. You know, why change something that is working? And that's what my worry is and our concern for our members.
Yeah, looking at the item on Virgin TV News last night, their reporter in Spain showing pictures of the pool, all the kids in the pool together. So if one of them has got Delta, several of them will have it by the time they dry off on the side of the pool, that's for sure. Anyway, we will leave it there for the moment, but we will hear more about this. Elaine Dunn, owner of Treehouse Childcare and chairperson of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, and Sinead Moore, host of Every Mum, the podcast.